Stop what you're doing and take a deep breath in. Hold it. Let go and relax. Now, did you notice a momentary sense of calmness here? And what if you could extend this calmness and access it whenever anxiety strikes? In the next few minutes, I will reveal to you a powerful technique, one inspired by the ancient Bhagavad Gita and another from the reality transurfing model, which when put together can be a powerful tool for us to address stress and anxiety forever. Whenever we feel stressed, we can simply make use of these tools, and in a matter of few minutes, we can overcome this. Imagine living unaffected by the external reality, and imagine being still and walking in stillness in this chaotic world. That is what is possible through these tools. So make sure to go through each of these processes and watch this completely so that you get maximum value out of it. At first, let's discuss the mind trap and let's understand why we are more stressed than ever. Have you noticed how your attention jumps from one thought to another as if it is on an endless loop and it is stuck in this loop? This is the source of stress. This is the source of anxiety. We are unable to keep our awareness as it is. Our awareness is always entangled with something or the other. The average person checks their phone almost 96 times daily. That is once every 10 minutes of waking life. Each notification, scroll, and app switch creates a cognitive interruption brain must process, fundamentally rewiring your nervous system. That's why we find ourselves unable to focus on conversations or work because the mind is constantly distracted. With the advent of social media and all these apps which we are so dependent on, our mind is more distracted than ever and our stress is higher than ever. Inside your brain during this digital onslaught, the amygdala, your emotional processing center, becomes hyperactive. Your brain, designed to solve problems, keeps scanning for more issues, creating a mind that can never truly rest. Meanwhile, the social media's architecture exploits emotional vulnerabilities. Algorithms identify content that triggers fear, anger, or insecurity because it generates more engagement. All these things are causing stress. Take our own YouTube channel, for example. Most people recommended us to introduce extreme retention editing. This is a method which is used by many channels across the world to increase engagement, to increase views and subscribers. Here, there is a lot of editing that is done to the videos with a lot of visual effects, sound effects, lot of bright colors and images. Of course, this works and this will increase the number of views as this kind of editing resonates with a mind that is already addicted to stimulations. But this is definitely not a direction in which we wish to go. With this, let's come to the solutions to stress and anxiety and how we can instantly calm our mind. At first, we will discuss the center screen exercise, which we talk about in the Advaita Conscious Society. Now, before I take you through this process, you need to understand certain terminologies and certain concepts. At first, there is something called as the internal screen and there is something called as the external screen. Think about your awareness as something which is in the center of these two screens. And you can also refer to this diagram which will be displayed. Your external screen consists of the external world, whatever you are seeing right now. For example, you're watching this video right now and this video is your external screen right now. At the same time, there is something called as the internal screen. Within your mind, you are thinking about different things, you are imagining certain things, and you might be visualizing different things. This is your internal screen. Now, what happens to most of us is that our awareness is either identified with the external screen or the internal screen at any given point in time. It is never pure. It is never at the awareness center. It is always entangled with different objects, whether it is with the internal screen or with the external screen. And the center screen exercise is about bringing this awareness to our awareness center. Now, here is how to calm your mind and overcome stress and anxiety through the center screen exercise. Stop whatever you are doing when you feel stressed and when you wish to calm your mind and sit still. After this, try to witness and observe your external screen and your internal screen at the same time, simultaneously. Try to witness both the screens simultaneously. When you try to do this, your awareness comes to the awareness center. Your awareness is no longer entangled with any particular screen. So this is the center screen exercise. Just try this with me right now. Just try to witness what is happening within your mind and this video simultaneously in this very moment. As you try to do this, you can see how your awareness sort of detaches itself from both the screens and comes to a center, creating a sense of peace and calmness. This is the powerful center screen exercise, and you can make use of this whenever you need it. You can make use of it multiple times a day. And in fact, at ACS, we recommend making use of this as many times as possible throughout the day so that we can break the pattern of unconscious thinking and unconscious actions. This metacognitive shift of awareness allows you to respond to challenges with greater clarity. When you realize that you are not your thoughts, but the awareness witnessing them, anxiety becomes just another passing mental event. Many of our members report immediate relief with this technique. With this, let's come to another tool, another method inspired by the ancient Bhagavad Gita. In the 6th chapter, the 11th and 12th verses outline this practice. He should sit firm in yoga with body, head and neck aligned, motionless, gazing at the tip of his nose without looking around. The posture itself is described with anatomical precision. Your spine, neck and head form a straight line, creating an energetic pathway through which breath can flow freely. The shoulders remain relaxed, releasing tension from the upper body. The instruction to focus the gaze at the tip of the nose without letting eyes wander activates specific neural pathways that trigger the parasympathetic nervous system. Along with this, you can make use of the 6-count inhale, exhale. And let's do this now. Sit straight, keep your head straight, looking ahead, and keep your spine erect. And slowly begin to inhale. And as you begin to inhale, count from 1 to 6. Now you need not count it out loud, but just count this within your mind. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. After this, hold your breath for a moment and then release your breath slowly through the mouth again with 6 counts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So a 6-count inhalation slowly through the nose and then holding of the breath momentarily and then slow release of breath again with a 6-count exhalation through the mouth. When you do this, even just for 3 to 6 times, you will find a sense of profound calmness and stillness. Again, this can help us transcend stress and anxiety. Our breath is directly linked to prana and the mind. So by slowing down breath, we can calm the mind. When breathing at this rate, receptors in your lungs activate the vagus nerve, the main communication highway for your parasympathetic nervous system. This also triggers physiological changes. The heart rate decreases, blood vessels dilate, digestive organs receive increased blood flow, and stress hormones begin to dissipate. Your body simply cannot maintain high anxiety while breathing this way. In verse 6.26, Krishna addresses the wandering of the mind. He says, Whenever the mind, restless and unsteady by nature, wanders away, one should bring it back to focus on God or that infinite consciousness. If you are a beginner, you will begin to observe the benefits of it immediately. Immediately with slow breathing, you will feel a sense of calmness and that anxiety and stress will simply fade away. And the regular practice of this creates lasting changes in stress response patterns with improved sleep, normalized digestion, and strengthened immunity, all flowing from this simple six count rhythm. What we have discussed today is a powerful technique which is based on the ancient wisdom as well as modern research. And as we had discussed in a previous video, consistent daily meditation creates phenomenal changes in our body and in our brain structure. Bhagavad Gita's Dhyana Yoga teaches us that breath control and the regulation of breath is important for self-realization. So this is the importance that is given to breath. Remember that this journey is about presence, not perfection. With each mindful breath, you are making a powerful choice that sages recognized millennia ago. Practice this from today to feel that clarity and calmness in your life.